people, their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining. People, their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no.
I want to share with you two experiences that happened to me recently, and they're very similar, and this is not a big deal. I just want to, I'm kicking this dog around the block, as we used to say growing up in South Carolina. Boy, you are really kicking that dog around the block. But again, it's something that I experienced for myself, and I also noticed that because I have my chairs upside down, it looks like I have horns coming out of my head. So I want to relate to you two experiences that happened. Yesterday, I decided I was going to go outside and I was going to cook some stuff on the grill. We've got tons of grills out here that you can just go. There's picnic tables and tiki huts and grills, and that's all here on the property. And the big one, the best one, which also has a sink and cutting boards and everything like that, is right down by the water, right down there. And sometimes I go there, sometimes I don't. Usually that's full of families. Anyway, yesterday I decided I was going to go down there and check it out. And there were two people who have lived here forever, off, on and off. They mostly live in Miami, but they come down here for weekends, weeks at a time, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And these two people have known each other for 30 years, and their wives have known each other, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So in walks this single guy with the dog, who they know. You know, we've said hello once or twice before. And as I walk in, I sit down and I'm starting to, you know, get my food out and to light the grill, because there's a grill right next to, and I choose a table, like, you know, right over from theirs. And immediately one of them says, "Will, do you like wine?" And I said, "Yes, I like wine." And they said, "What kind of wine do you like?" And anyway, what proceeded from their mouths was question after question after question. It's funny, because we think sometimes when we're talking to people, you know, if I just ask this person a bunch of questions, they'll feel interrogated. And there's a way to ask questions and take a genuine interest without really harassing people. And it was a wonderful mixture. And one of the things I kept reminding myself as I was talking to these people is that I need to ask questions back. "Oh, where did you get that wine? Oh, how do you like the wine club?" One of them was telling me about his wine club. He says, you know, because I said, "Where do you get this wine?" "Oh, I got it through a wine club." "Oh, that sounds expensive." "Oh, not really." "Well, tell me more about it." So the more I engaged in conversation, the more it gave me freedom to not worry about and be self-focused, which that's really what anxiety is. If you think about it, it's our own hyper self-focus about the definition of anxiety is fear over an unknown, certain future. But our anxiety when we get around people of an uncertain future is that we might say or do something stupid that's going to blow up in our face. So we have this anxiety. So if you move the focus over onto the other person by asking questions. Now, opposite story. I went out on a date a couple of weeks ago, and this woman and I sat outside on the beach and talked, and I don't think she ever asked me a question. She just talked about herself. She, at one point she said, "I think I'm talking too much." And I thought, my first thought was, well, that is some good awareness. And my second thought was, no, the problem is not that you're talking too much. The problem is you're talking too much about yourself. And we all want to talk about ourselves. The most important person in the room is us. And it occurred to me that, number one, not only in just very, very casual conversation, meeting people around the tiki hut and they cook their lunch and I cook mine, when you ask questions, you keep things open, you keep things engaging. And when you make, you know, strong declarative statements, you shut things down, you close people off. I've noticed this too with my employees. When something happens, if let's say we've discussed something and we've said, okay, we're going to follow this course because, and then if somebody does something different or deviates from the course, it is much better to say to yourself, I wonder why they chose to deviate, or to ask, and to ask them to say, by saying, what was your reason for choosing a different path? Why did you go on a different course? Rather than, you didn't do what we agreed to do, which is the way I grew up and the way I struggled for so many years. I don't think that there was a time in my life as a kid that there wasn't a finger pointed at me. And so I think I've come to point the finger at life and not necessarily the index finger. And so for many, many years, I've worked to see life differently by asking myself questions. Is this true? Is this the way life really is? And the more we ask life, what is good around me? Who's helpful? Who's constructive? What can I do today? The more questions we ask, the more we open ourselves to new opportunities. By the way, this marketing program book that I have been reading, which basically teaches me how to present the programs that we've created to improve people's lives. We want to be able to present them in the best way so that if it's applicable to this person, they respond and engage in the program. And one of the biggest challenges, and you'll start to notice this now, as you start to watch little infomercials and things like that, the pitch person will usually say, can I show you more? Can I tell you more? Is it okay if I keep talking for another 30 seconds and tell you about it? In other words, they ask your permission. They ask your permission. That has been discovered lately to be a huge thing as far as making people not so resistant. So, for example, with our complaint-free life program, created this video, created everything explaining it. And before I actually explain it, I say, now this provides this, and is it okay if I tell you more? Now, it's a recorded video. Of course I'm going to tell you more. But the point is, questions have been shown to get rid of people's defenses. So if you've got something difficult, something that you're going to be talking about today, try and phrase it in the form of a question. I made a mistake. I put something off here where I live. I should have labeled my paddle boards. They told us when we had to do it by, and I hadn't done it. And anyway, somebody else went out and took a permanent marker and marked the wrong unit on the paddle boards. Honestly, I don't care. I can put a sticker over that, you know, and I think that'll make them look cooler by having stickers on them. But then I walked up to the board president and I began to talk in questions. I first of all said, you know what? I know this was my mistake. I shouldn't have done it. But I wonder, is it okay for me to still put my thing on this? Is it okay for me to still register this? If I'm using one rack instead of two, is it okay for me to pay half price for the two boards equaling one rack price? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, couldn't have gone better. So, questions. Is it okay if I ask you some more questions? Is it okay if I invite you to share right now? Please click share. When you click share, we expand our positive community. And you let other people in your life know that your life is based in positivity. And you'll find they'll begin to actually treat you more that way. All right, everybody, click share. And more than that, if you click share, please type in the word share. Teddy's butt thanks you very much. I got to feed him his breakfast pretty soon. He's back to being, what do you call it, finicky. Oh, let's see. Heather says, have a fabulous birthday. Willow, first one to share. Way to go, Willow. Yay, first one. Ed says, I'm grateful for some downtime due to the broken thumb. I was going to ask you about your thumb, Ed. I get to catch up on some things I have put off. Wow. Catch up on some things you have put off. I remember I had when I had my rotator cuff surgery, I was also in the middle of writing a book. And they gave me Oxycontin or oxycodone or one of those. And I read back what I had written and I was like, can't use any of this unless I speak Martian. I like this, says Michelle. Thank you so much. Do you like this, Michelle? Did you notice that I asked you a question, Michelle? I'm glad you like this. And do you know why? Shared, 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 says Trish, says Mary. Awesome, awesome, great message. Thank you all. Christy says shared. I want to leave you with something important that I always try to remember. It's almost impossible to get yourself into an argument by asking questions. Now, the other person can react defensively and you can ask wrong questions like, how could you be so stupid? Or why would you do something like that? Which are really accusations disguised as questions. But if you ask genuine questions, and my poor daughter Leah, I talk about her all the time. Genuinely, the other day we had talked about doing something on this new funnel that we're doing, and she changed it and made a change, et cetera, which kind of fundamentally changed some things. And it was difficult for me to go, oh, really? How come you did that? Because it messed up some of the work I had done. I had planned on it being this way. So I'm just curious why. It actually, of course, turned out to be a better thing. And in the end, it always is. All right, everybody, it's Monday. Monday's not a curse. It's an opportunity to hit the ground smiling. All right, enjoy today, and I'll see you tomorrow. Love you all.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high.